This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump says he misspoke during a joint news conference Monday with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, when he was asked about Russia's interference in the 2016 U.S. election.
In a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russia.
Mr. Trump also underscored his support for the U.S. intelligence community, which concluded Russia did meddle in the election.
I have felt very strongly that while Russia's actions had no impact at all on the outcome of the election, let me be totally clear in saying that, and I've said this many times, I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place.
The criticism of Mr. Trump's performance in Helsinki continued to resound in Washington. Nancy Pelosi is the Democratic House Minority Leader.
Instead of standing up for our democracy and democratic principles, President Trump cowered in the presence of Putin, and the entire world watched and saw that.
Another Democratic lawmaker said Mr. Trump was trying to clean up the mess he made in Finland. Former U.S. President Barack Obama, in a speech in South Africa Tuesday, warned against what he called the politics of fear, resentment, and retrenchment.
I am not being alarmist. I am simply stating the facts. Look around. Strongman politics are ascendant, suddenly, whereby elections and some pretense of democracy are maintained, but those in power seek to undermine every institution or norm that gives democracy meaning.
Mr. Obama is speaking in Johannesburg, marking the 100th anniversary of the birth of Nelson Mandela. This is VOA News. Syrian civilians are fleeing toward the Israeli border to escape a Russian-backed regime offensive that's rolled back rebel control of land near the Jordanian border. The Syrian military released video footage of fighting for the village of Mashara. Thousands of Syrians have fled toward the Golan Heights, with the Israeli army warning people to stay away from minefields. Although not granting them asylum, Israel has cared for their medical needs. Meanwhile, opposition sources said rebels and Iranian-backed negotiators have reached a deal to evacuate thousands from two besieged Shia villages in the northwest in return for hundreds of jailed dissidents. Iran has filed a lawsuit against the U.S. and the World Court over President Donald Trump's order to reimpose sanctions lifted under the 2015 nuclear deal. Tehran is using a 1955 treaty as the basis for its suit. Hussein Binai is an Iran analyst at Indiana University.
I think it is an effort on the part of the Iranian government to submit to the diplomatic record as much of its grievances legally as possible. And I think it is meant to broadcast to the rest of the world that Iran is abiding by international treaties and diplomatic conventions and playing by the rules of the so-called international liberal order.
The Trump administration withdrew from the nuclear agreement in May, citing continued Iranian malign behavior. Rescuers operating off Libya's coast Tuesday discovered the bodies of a woman and small boy adrift in the Mediterranean. A second woman aboard the damaged dinghy was saved. The Spanish charity Proactiva Open Arms said the three were left helpless 80 nautical miles from Libya by the Libyan Coast Guard after the women refused to board their patrol vessel. Bereaved relatives held a solemn ceremony Tuesday marking the fourth anniversary of the downing of Malaysian Airlines MH17 over war-torn Ukraine. All 298 aboard perished when a Russian-made missile brought down the Boeing 777 en route from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur.
Now, trying to bring the perpetrators to court is very difficult because everybody knows that it was Russia involved. Proof is 100%, I would say, is watertight. But to get Putin or his military to admit that Russian soldiers were in Ukraine, that will never happen, I guess.
International prosecutors said they have unequivocal evidence of Russian involvement. In northern Afghanistan, Islamic State said it carried out an attack on the home of a Taliban commander, killing at least 15 people. It comes amid other reports of clashes between the two insurgent groups. Wall Street rallied Tuesday on good news and an upbeat assessment from the U.S. Central Bank chairman about the trajectory of the U.S. economy. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.